And, of course, if we melt all our glaciers and all that water runs into the oceans and sea level rises, then our streams and rivers are going to do the opposite. They're going to start depositing, building up their beds, building up their banks in order to meet that new higher sea level. Now, if we think about mountain building, it kind of does the same thing. If you were to push up a bunch of mountains in an area to a stream that's getting uplifted along with those mountains, it seems as though the stream is now perched way above sea level. Not that sea level has dropped, but that the bed has been lifted up. And so your streams are going to cut down through that new mountain in order to try to get back down towards sea level. So we can sometimes infer past sea level changes and past mountain building events by looking at sedimentary rocks that record deposition and erosion in different places and help us to piece together that picture of how climate and mountain building have changed through time. Let's take a moment just to talk about lakes. When we talk about a lake, it's really just water that's accumulating in a low spot on your landscape. That's all it really is. Lakes can be either open or closed. And I think you can infer from those names why they're called that. Now, open lakes are ones where water runs off in the drainage basin. It accumulates in that low spot. But there is a stream or river at one end of the lake that allows water to leave the lake. So there's an inlet and an outlet. And so water moves through that system. These lakes tend to be fresh water because your water's cycling through them. An example of this would be Lake Tahoe in northeastern California. Now, the opposite sense, closed lakes, these don't have an outlet. So water falls in your drainage basin, it rolls down into this low spot in your topography, and it collects, and it just sits there. And as it sits there, if you think about a really hot summer day, that water starts to evaporate. And so many closed lakes are very salty. They're saline because there's a much higher evaporation rate than there is water being introduced into that lake. Of course, the Great Salt Lake would be a perfect example of this. We see lots and lots of closed lakes actually in the Nevada area, in part because of the way that the mountains are arranged there, so that we have high mountains with low basins in between them. This is called the basin and range country. And many of those basins have no outlet to the ocean. And so they have small, salty lakes all over the place in basin and range country because of that.